Wake up call, 1300 WTLS and 106.5 FM. Log on and watch live video on TattleseaTV.com. Also, listen at 1300WTLS.com and the TuneIn radio app. Allie LaForce joins us from CBS Sports. Allie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. By the way. Yeah, well, thank you. You like that? Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, good. We try to do that in the morning, try to get people up. How long have you been with CBS Sports now?
A little over 3 years.
Yeah. What's it like on the sideline for you? I know you've got a job to do, but, you know, it is kind of an exciting atmosphere, isn't it, when you're in these SEC stadiums on Saturdays?
It's electric. It is so amazing. I grew up in Ohio, so I thought, you know, the Big Ten and Ohio State was the greatest thing ever. And I went down to the South, and it's just, it's a different type of atmosphere. It's a different type of love and passion and energy and excitement. And it's certainly, I haven't seen it topped yet. I mean, it's these fans, it cracks me up because in Ohio, you wear jeans and your favorite player's jersey to a game, you know, but these women have different color cowboy boots for every game that they go to and every weekend of the season. And the guys dress up, and it's date night, and just the whole tailgating scene is so amazing. And I try to, you know, we wear earpieces on the sidelines so we can hear our producer and we can hear what Vern and Gary are talking about. And I try to take them out, you know, for about 10 minutes right before kick just to hear the noise of the stadium. And they all sound so different. That's what's cool. I mean, last week we were in Mississippi State and it was all you could hear was cowbells ringing. Yeah. You know, that was certainly a unique environment. But it's a special conference, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
What's the loudest stadium that you've been in? Now, I know it could be different depending upon how big the game is, but what have you experienced is the loudest?
It's really interesting. It was hard to hear in College Station a few weeks ago. It was really hard to hear there. LSU is pretty loud, especially in prime time. Alabama is loud, but it's not too bad. I would say so far Texas A&M or LSU.
Okay, and what's your favorite?
Alabama's fun because just the tradition of it, the fans know what to expect, right? They expect to win every game, and so they get there so early, and Nick Saban does his walk across the field, and the fans cheer his name, you know, even 2 hours before kickoff, which is so cool to me.
Yeah.
But the best tailgate scene that I was able to kind of walk through and do some interviews at was definitely the Grove at Ole Miss, and then the way the players walk through it all, and the tents with the chandeliers, and the filet mignon at 10 a.m. that everybody's grilling up with their eggs, and I would say Ole Miss is the coolest that I've seen so far.
Now, you get that luxury of speaking with coaches coming mm-hmm. off the field yeah. in those heated moments. A lot of times, you know, I would think the toughest may be coming off the field at the half because then the game, it's closure, right. So to speak. But who do you look forward to talking to the most, and maybe who do you want to, you know, oh, boy, here we go again. Is there any of those types? Tell us about that.
I think you look forward to different coaches for different reasons. You know, some coaches are just going to give you passion and emotion, like a Les Miles, right? He's gonna give you the heart of it. And Nick Saban is really going to shoot you straight. He's going to give you the X's and O's, and he's going to tell you, whether you ask or not, what he's disappointed in and what he thinks his team did well. And then, you know, Dan Mullen is always a hoot. And I just say that because I'm coming off of the Mississippi State game,
yeah.
you know, last weekend. But I never know where he's going to go, and he is always entertaining.
Today we want you to talk about the helpcurehd.com site, trying to find a cure for Huntington's disease. You have a personal connection, and there's an opportunity here for folks, listen up, to win an SEC championship trip with tickets.
I appreciate that. Yeah, my husband Joe, his mom Lee, was diagnosed with Huntington's 3 years ago, and Huntington's disease is similar to ALS in the number of people that it affects. So it doesn't affect a lot of people. So a lot of people don't know about it. So, of course, the Ice Bucket Challenge was amazing in bringing awareness to ALS. We want to bring awareness to Huntington's disease. And what Huntington's disease is it's a degenerative genetic disorder. And each child has a 50% chance of getting it. So my husband, Joe, is at risk. He has a 50% chance. And the way we describe it to people is it's like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's mixed together. It's horrible. You lose your memory and your motor skills at the same time, and it happens pretty rapidly, depending on how many repeats you have in your genes. So for some people, it happens really quickly. For some people, it happens over time, but it varies from person to person. And just not enough people know about it, and there's not a cure yet. So we want to spread awareness. We want to help people, you know, help us find a cure so that those that are affected with Huntington's disease can know that people in the community care about them and can make their lives more comfortable and can help them cope with it and get through with it and kind of create a community around them to make them feel comfortable. So what we did is we put together a trip to the SEC championship that people, if you go to our website, helpcurehd.com, and you donate, you get a chance to win a trip to the SEC championship. It includes your flights. It includes your hotel. It includes dinner at SDK Steakhouse in Atlanta. And you get two tickets to the game, and you get to hang out with my husband Joe and I for the weekend. So we think it's a really cool opportunity for SEC fans specifically, but also just for college football fans, for a father and a son or a mother and a daughter or a husband and a wife or two college roommates. You know, we think it applies to everybody. And, you know, you could go on the website and get $5 and win a chance to go to the SEC championship, you get five chances to win. Or you can donate $100 and you get 100 chances to win. Or there's no limit, and there's also, you know, no amount too small that you can donate. So we think that it's, you know, benefiting everyone here, and we can have a lot of fun watching football and help a good cause. So we're excited. We're really excited about it.
Appreciate you doing that. I know that's something that's close to you, and we appreciate you giving us some time this morning. I know you're making the round robin tour with radio shows. Thanks for your time, Allie. Good luck the rest of the season. Have fun.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, anytime. Thank you. We appreciate it. There you are. Allie LaForce, CBS Sports, with us here. And if you're interested again in that address to win some tickets, again, go to helpcurehd.com. Your chance to win some SEC tickets with your donation. More coming up on the Wake Up Call, 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM, 1300WTLS.com, TallahasseeTV.com.